Excellencies, dear colleagues, let's get started. Thank you. So, Excellencies, Deputy High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, on behalf of the President of the 74th session of the UN General Assembly, His Excellency Mr. Mohamed Bande, I have the pleasure to declare open this ad hoc committee of the General Assembly for the announcement of voluntary contributions to the program of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees for 2020. Otherwise known as the Pledging Conference. I would like to extend my appreciation to the Deputy High Commissioner, Ms. Kelly Clements, and senior UNHCR colleagues who are on the podium today, the Director of the Division of External Relations, Ms. Dominique Hyde, the Head of Donor Relations and Resource Mobilization, Mr. Paul Stromberg, and the Secretary, Ms. Ellen Hansen. Dear delegates, at its 70th plenary session in October, the Executive Committee approved the Office's budget for the 2021 biennium, amounting to $8.7 billion and $8.7 billion for 2020 and 2021, respectively. As you know, this budget is presented in a four-pillar structure and has been calculated on the basis of a comprehensive assessment of the needs of refugees and other persons of concern to UNHCR, including stateless and internally displaced people. Faced with relentless growth in the number and complexity of humanitarian emergencies, UNHCR continues to depend on government and the private sector to support its work to protect and assist refugees and to facilitate durable solutions to their plight. Today, we are also joined by representatives of UNHCR's national associations who will give an indication of their collective commitments for 21 and for 22. For 20 and 21. UNHCR is overwhelmingly, and indeed for more than 98%, dependent on voluntary contributions. The Pledging Conference thus provides us with an important opportunity to express our support for the work of UNHCR by providing essential funding. May I also draw your attention to the pledging forms that on your desks, which you are requested to complete for the announcement of pledges. These forms must be signed by an authorized officer of the permanent mission, and they will be collected by UNHCR staff. The secretary will later say a few words about the procedure for completing these pledging forms. I will now invite the Deputy High Commissioner, Ms. Kelly Clements, to provide her remarks on the requirements for 2020.